This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in December. We're talking about Halbert Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HALB. And with us today is the chairman of the company and CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Bill Hartman. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Always a pleasure.
You know, I think the other day you put out a press release. That being said, there's been a lot of talk about your company. I asked you to come back on the show because you got a lot of moving parts over there. The first part I want to talk about is the fluorescent and non-fluorescent monoclonal antibodies. What is that exactly?
Well, Everett, antibodies work against disease antigens, and antibodies and antigens attract each other like ionic attraction. If you have antibodies present, what they do is fundamentally conjoin with the antigens, the disease antigens, the bad stuff, and in effect, what happens is they then can be eliminated. Now, we have fluorescent antibodies and non-fluorescent. Non-fluorescent are your standard antibodies, and we have multiple antibodies, non-fluorescent antibodies, and we also have multiple fluorescent antibodies. Fluorescent antibodies can be used very effectively in detection systems and improve the efficacy or efficiency of detection systems. For example, in the antibody or fluorescent antibodies can be used, for example, against COVID-19. Today, the test mechanisms, unfortunately, are not all that accurate, and the fluorescent antibodies improve that accuracy tremendously.
You know, we were talking earlier, you guys are working on or have been working on an antibody cocktail, if you will. What exactly is that?
A monoclonal antibody has a degree of effectiveness in terms of how the strength of it and also the attractiveness to the disease antigens. And for example, if you have a single antibody that may be 90% effective in terms of attracting antigens, if you combine two of these antibodies together, the efficiency goes from 90% for each to 99%. And that's simply a statistical calculation. So we've developed an antibody cocktail simply because it's so much more efficient than antibodies alone.
And your radio frequency project, how is that coming along?
Well, radio frequency is an entirely new approach. What we do is we conjoin a metallic moiety, and literally a metallic moiety is just another item that is conjoined to an antibody. And, of course, then that attracts the antigen. And this radio frequency mechanism, by the way, this is patent pending and very hush-hush, so I'm going to say very little about this because this is patent pending and this is going to be a real blockbuster. The radio, by coming up with the exact radio frequency, you can destroy the conjoined metallic moiety antibody antigen complex and eliminate the disease antigen from the blood or whatever you happen to be using as a medium. But anyway, this radio frequency is a patent pending mechanism by Halbert, and we're working on this with several universities.
One of the questions that I wanted to ask you when you came on the show today that I was looking at some of your past press releases, one is the immunity booster strategy. What is that exactly, and where are we going with it from here?
Many of our projects involve FDA approval, longer term, involve possibly a lot of expenditure of funds and time in order to bring them to pass. We've come up with the idea of studying all of the medical literature out there, we've come up with our own immunity booster strategy in terms of developing vitamin complexes that in fact produce an immunity against COVID-19. And rather than people taking their own individual combination of vitamins, et cetera, minerals, et cetera, are they taking too much of one, not enough of another, et cetera, we put together what we believe is the perfect combination of supplemental dietary supplements that would, in fact, improve the immunity against COVID-19. Now, this can be used for not only those that get the vaccine, but those that do not have the vaccine. So we're very, very, very pleased with that. We're going to be bringing that product out shortly. We're talking to manufacturers to build under a non-disclosure agreement that they can build our exact formulation.
Quantitative measurement and antibodies and antigens, advantages or disadvantages. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, our latest press release, by the way, which was just yesterday, we have developed using our fluorescent antibody. Again, this is patent pending, very, very sacred, but at any rate, we're extremely excited about this. During the development of our fluorescent antibody and determining what we could and could not do with it and how it could make a more effective measurement of disease infestation degree and or freedom from disease in terms of the antibody that is present in the blood, we've developed a methodology whereas we can use our fluorescent antibody as a tool to measure the precise degree of antibody presence in the blood and or antigen. Now, you say, well, where do we get the antibody presence? Well, these people that have been vaccinated or, in fact, had the disease and were asymptomatic and never realized they had COVID-19, there are antibodies that are present. Today's testing mechanism that you find commercially available today tests yes or no, they have antibodies or do not. We measure the precise amount of antibodies and or antigens present. Now, for example, after a person's been treated, did you in fact successfully treat the COVID-19? The answer is present with our mechanism. We can measure how effective that treatment has been. So in fact, in some arenas where vaccines are stretched thin and there aren't enough vaccines available for people, we can test them to see whether or not they really need the vaccine. So this could be a tremendous boon to the industry worldwide. This could test whether or not people need vaccine, whether or not the vaccine was effective, whether or not their treatment has been effective. This could be a real blockbuster. Now, another point, the last point, Everett, we've been developing a lot of technology at the Halberd Corporation. Why is that important? Well, that's important because not only that we could develop the products and we put out a lot of press releases. Well, there are a lot of reasons why you put out press releases. One, to make make your company more attractive to investors. But there's also the thought that you make yourself more attractive to large, big pharma. The more technology we have, the more attractive we become to big pharma. And the simple truth is that Halberd Corporation has a lot of technology. We put out a lot of press releases, and we're trying to make ourselves more attractive where we can license the technology, sell it, et cetera, et cetera. So Halberd, with all of the technology we have three issued patents. We have, in the last couple of months, we put out 8 provisional patent applications. That's, I think, among some of the best in the industry. We have a lot of technology, and we're a great investment.
Bill, let me ask you this before I let you go. What do you think, and you've been a chairman and a CEO for many, many years, What do you think is going to be the catalyst to move your company forward?
Frankly, we think several approaches here. Really, we're doing a multifaceted approach. Number one, develop a lot of technology. Number two, we've contracted with Arizona State University, and they're the best in the industry, according to the U.S. News and World Report. We're also working with other universities to supplement them where they have holes in their system and or can't take on too much. We are working with several other universities, onshore and offshore. We're talking to people all the time. Really, our strategy is technology, bringing out the best, and frankly, making ourselves attractive, putting out a lot of press releases, communicating. We have great people, in fact, among the best in the industry. And frankly, Everett, the end result for us is to develop a lot of technology, patent it, and present ourselves to the industry and to our stockholders. And that, frankly, we think is the key to success.
My guest today has been Bill Hartman. He is the chairman of Halbred Corp. Look them up. They're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HALB. Bill, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you come back on 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on.
Oh, Everett, we plan on doing that. You're one of the best in the industry, and we enjoy being with you and your audience.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.